From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The University of Alabama is now among colleges to see a protest over Israel's war in Gaza. Students gathered at the Student Center Plaza Wednesday to demand the school divest from top defense contractors like Lockheed Martin. However, as WBHM's Kelsey Shelton reports, the pro-Palestinian demonstration was met with opposition.
Students held a large sign that read, "Tide Against Genocide." Led by the UA Leftist Collective, pro-Palestinian demonstrators demanded their school call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. The group also wants the school to end its relationship with Lockheed Martin. One of their demands includes renaming Houston Hall, which is named after the former CEO of Lockheed Martin. But the pro-Palestinian demonstration met backlash. Counter-protesters began to congregate on the other side of the plaza. They came with American and Israeli flags. Some students held a Trump banner. Campus police separated the two sides, and you could feel the tension. While the protesters chanted, "Ceasefire now," a counter-protester chanted, "October 7th, referring to the date of the Hamas attack on Israel. But the protesters were unfazed.
With a campus like UA, where it's more notoriously known for its right-wing demographic, it was totally expected.
Noor al-Din Alapsi is a Palestinian-American. He says he grew up aware of opposition to Palestinians. He says seeing people support them is new for him, and it makes him emotional.
The one thing that changes me or moves me today is that I would have never had expected so many people to speak for us, to stand with us. The magnitude of the movement today is something that we could not have seen a year ago.
Kelsey Shelton, WBHM.